Some invasive species of bark beetles, if they make it to Alaska, could pose a serious threat to our trees and forests. In 10 years of surveys, none have been detected, but state and federal forestry officials are coming to rely on volunteers to help monitor for them across the state. KDLG's Dave Benninger reports on one such volunteer who's keeping an eye out for the beetles around Dillingham.
Paul Liedberg is filling an insect collection jar with non-toxic antifreeze.
That'll preserve the insects, the beetles, until the two-week period comes around when I come to check them.
Liedberg recently retired as the manager at the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge, and he volunteered to hang and periodically check three beetle traps in a wooded area close to town. He spreads them about 75 yards from each other in a grove with some spruce and birch trees.
I don't think we're going to get too much wind back in here.
Suspended between two trees, the traps are a simple system of 12 plastic funnels, one on top of the next.
And from what I've read, just the shape of this thing attracts them, but then the lure also will bring them in and they'll get into these funnels, one on top of the other, and eventually make their way down to a collection jar that's attached to the very bottom.
Liedberg zip ties on a small packet with scented bait that may help encourage bark beetles to the trap.
I think you can even smell it a little bit through there. So that's all it is.
This is the on-the-ground citizen scientist part of a state and federal effort called Early Detection and Rapid Response that surveys for invasives like non-native bark beetles in Alaska's forests.
You know, we've got the local bark beetles, we know that, but what this project is looking for is the invasives, you know, the ones that will be coming over from Asia or Russia or even Europe. And a lot of times they'll come over on dunnage, you know, with freight and shipping, and that's what we're trying to find and detect.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to our forest health.
Elizabeth Graham is an entomologist with the U.S. Forest Service. Graham works with the Early Detection Rapid Response Program, the goal of which, she says, is to
detect any exotic or possibly invasive species before they get fully established, because once they are established, it's very, very difficult to eradicate and control for pest species of that sort.
Like the emerald ash borer, a beetle which has killed tens of millions of ash trees in the lower 48 and shows no signs of slowing down. In a decade of surveys, EDRR has found no non-native bark beetles in Alaska. That doesn't mean they're not here, and definitely doesn't mean they won't get here. There are mitigating steps that can be taken to control invasives before they're established, but the trick is they have to find them quick. And that takes the growing network of volunteers who can help monitor across the state.
That makes our job actually possible, because otherwise we would be spending a fortune in travel trying to get to all these areas, and there's just not enough time. So this, you know, really could not be done without the help of volunteers and cooperators.
Every 2 weeks for the next 20 weeks, Liedberg will be checking his traps and sending the captured bugs to an entomologist for identification. He says it's time well spent.
I have a little more time on my hands now that I'm retired, and seem like a not only a fun project, but an important one to do with a small amount of effort. But if we do detect one of these invasives coming in, it's important to have that information.
In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.